Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. I'm Shayna Roth, and today I bring you news that is very important but has been kept under the radar for a bit. Mishmash is getting a makeover. Specifically, we are joining forces this year with the Gongwer News Service. Here to help me break it all down are my new co-hosts, Gongwer's Zach Gorchow and Alethea Kasben. Hello, you two.
Hey, Shayna.
Hello.
So, Zach, Alethea, tell our listeners about yourselves and how you got into politics. Alethea, I will let you go first.
Oh, thank you, Shayna. So, I am a proud Lansing resident. I moved here more than 10 years ago to go to Michigan State and never went back to Metro Detroit, where I originally hail from. So why did I get into politics? Well, I, as a student studying journalism, noticed a lot of focus on national politics, which is great and very important. But I thought that state politics is really where most people are going to see the most effect in their day-to-day lives. So as a reporter, I wanted to tell those stories, try to tell people why that was important. So I ended up at Gongwer News Service, where I interned and then worked after I graduated. And now I'm managing editor at Gongwer News Service and the new co-host of Mishmash.
All your hopes and dreams have come true. Zach, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a Troy native. Troy natives know that is the city of tomorrow today. But I've spent most of my adult life in the Lansing region, save for 4 years living in Dearborn. I started at Gongwer as a young lad out of college, also from Michigan State University, and have spent most of my career here. I have always been fascinated by state government and politics. Like Alethea, I felt that's where people tend to have the closest connection to a high level of politics and government. And so I'm the executive editor here now. Which mainly means I take out the recycling bin on Tuesdays and start the dishwasher. But it's actually a great honor to lead the Gongwer News Service office, and just thrilled to be working with you and the Mishmash team at WDET.
And it's that emphasis that and love that both of you have for state and local politics, which is why when WDET and I started kicking around ideas for how we can, you know, freshen up the show and maybe make some changes, I immediately thought, let's go to Gongwer. There's an amazing stable of reporters at the Gongwer News Service. The both of you have such vast and incredible institutional knowledge, making you the perfect co-host. But there's one question that I absolutely have to ask that has been bugging me since I first met you both, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was a reporter at the state capitol, which is, what is Gongwer? What does this name mean? Where did it come from?
Well, in 1906, Charles S. Gongwer founded what was called the Gongwer News Service in Columbus, Ohio. And it operated in only Ohio for many, many years until 1961. 1961, as Michigan was moving toward having a full-time legislature, the leaders of the company thought expansion in Michigan would make sense. And around that time, the family sold the company, and there has not been family ownership in more than 60 years, but we have always retained the name. It is sort of our brand. People are often confused by the name and always ask what it is, but we're proud to carry it forward and constantly have to spell it.
Yes, now more than 60 years later, we still exist in Michigan. We're still covering state politics, you know, everything from the governor's office to the legislature to the state board of ed. And we are spelling G-O-N-G-W-E-R every time we leave a message with someone. But I do think that is enough about us, Shayna. I think we should move to you. You've been here all along, but can you talk a little bit about why you're excited about this new partnership?
So I started out as a baby reporter at the state capitol in 2016. I was feeling very jaded after having a short stint as a lawyer. I used to be a prosecuting attorney. I went through all of that, got myself a very expensive piece of paper, and realized that lawyering was not exactly what I wanted to be doing. What I wanted to be doing was telling stories. And I happened to get a job at the Michigan Public Radio Network covering the state capitol. And before that, I had no interest in politics. I thought politics was a very overwhelming topic. It seemed like I could spend days and days and days trying to get caught up and figuring out what a state lawmaker was, what they did, who my congresspeople were, and all of the other stuff that goes on in between, and I would never feel competent enough. And that was really where the idea for Mishmash came from. I wanted to ensure that people out there who thought like I did, that politics was just too much for them, was not something worth their time, that they knew that all of the things that go on, both in Lansing and at even their local city, county, whatever level, it all very much affects them. And thus, Mishmash was born originally with my old co-host. The original Mishmashers will remember Jake Neer, who has since gone on to other things. And we've been chugging along without Jake for a little while now, but I thought it was definitely time for people to stop just hearing from me and for me to get some co-hosts. And like I said earlier, Gongwer is an institution that I have always admired. I think the reporting that Gongwer does is absolutely top shelf. And the two of you are reporters that I have very much admired and have tried my very hardest to be like when I grow up. So I thought when we're trying to figure out what should we do with Mishmash, the idea of working with Gongwer really just seemed like the most natural thing that we could be doing. And I'm so thrilled to have you two with us.
Well, we're thrilled to be here and to be part of this refresh. The idea that Gongwer News Service, which, as we talked about in the 60s and 70s, was printed on 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper and using a ditto machine to run off copies, is now on the air with a great station like WDET and getting into podcasting. And I don't think our founders could have ever dreamed of something like this. So we're really excited.
So let's talk a little bit about what Mishmash is going to look like. We are going to continue to interview political state reporters. Many of them will probably be from Gongwer and will be voices that I think a lot of frequent listeners are going to be familiar with. I have many times over the last year and change been talking to Gongwer reporters, including the two of you. But we're also going to make an effort to try and interview more political leaders like state elected officials, mayors, congressional members, other representatives. We are, as always, going to be keeping you in the loop of the latest news in politics. But in keeping with this idea that we want to be on trend, following what the kids are doing, we will also now be providing video to our episodes on the WDET YouTube page. And most importantly, we will always be breaking down the key points you need to know and give you the news that you can use.
So, Shayna, when you and Jake first started Mishmash, I loved the idea. I always really admired it. You know, trying to tell people what is going on in state politics, which, as you said earlier, can be super overwhelming, you know, for a lot of people. Everyone, you know, it's our day in and day out. But so many people have so many other things going on in your life. You don't necessarily want to be reading state government news all day, every day. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend that lifestyle anyway. So we're here to tell everyone what is going on. What's the news of the week that's really important? You know, if you're going to hone in on one thing, you know, we really want at Gongwer and WDET to tell you what that is, to bring in the reporter who knows the most about it, or the state official who can speak about it, you know, in the most accessible way and ask them the questions that I think, you know, people might have in their day-to-day lives.
You know, this is such an interesting mashup that I think is a perfect blend for a lot of reasons. One is, you know, this is supposed to be accessible, but maybe a little bit of a wonky podcast, as it's always been, getting into the details, under the radar issues. That is like a de facto motto for Gongwer News Service. Into the details, under the radar issues. That's what our subscribers rely on us for. But I love the combination of our presence here in the capital city, the array of sources and people we talk to and issues we cover here in Lansing under the dome, but combining it with the great reach and resources and knowledge of WDET and your wonderful audience in Metro Detroit, which I think for some people, sometimes what happens in Lansing feels a little far removed. So this is, in my mind, peanut butter and chocolate. It's going to be great.
Absolutely, especially with a station like WDET, which is very much committed to keeping people informed of what is going on across the state, not just in the Detroit area. And I think that being able to draw from the amazing resources of Gong War combined with WDET's, you know, sort of general public radio mission of keeping listeners sort of in the know, always on point of what's going on. You know, we're really all about that public service, which I think is something that Gong War is also very much committed to. So I love this peanut butter and chocolate that we are making here on Mishmash. I think it's going to be very exciting. I hope listeners are excited about this as we are. So you can tune in every Friday morning to listen to the shortened version of Mishmash on 101.9 WDET-FM.
For the full episode, check out the podcast version of Mishmash wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
And if you want to see our podcast studio and our faces, you can watch the hybrid version on WDET's YouTube page, and you can subscribe there too. WDET will also share on its website, which is WDET.org, occasional articles from Gong War News Service on, you know, whatever issue we're discussing that week.
Thanks so much for listening. Mishmash is produced by WDET, Detroit's NPR station, in collaboration with the Gong War News Service. Mishmash is hosted by me, Shayna Roth, and Gong War's Zach Gorchow and Alethea Kasbin. Our producer and editor is Hearns Laguerre Jr. Mixing, mastering, and music by Sam Bobian. Our digital team is Dave Kim, Sophia Joswiak, and Jenny Sherman. Plus, our news director is Jerome Vaughn, and our podcast manager is David Lyons. If you want to support the show, there's a few ways to do it. You can subscribe or follow us on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can tell your friends about how much you've learned from Mishmash and send them a link. Get them listening. You can also leave us a review or comment wherever you listen. And remember, we're produced by a public radio station, which means we are listener supported. So if you want to invest in your favorite state politics podcast, become a member at WDET at WDET.org.